And you're sure this is appropriate wedding night garb? Well, you're the handmaid. What can I do but trust you? And you did make me feel so beautiful in the gown earlier. It was strange having all eyes on me. I'm the youngest back home, you know, so I rarely drew much attention. And the Lord's view was the most striking. He really didn't take his eyes off me for a moment, even when I blushed and looked away as I walked down the aisle. And our first kiss, in front of everyone, was polite and royal and truly everything I had ever hoped for. Yes. No, I'm thankful to have a handmaid like you. Oh, goodness. My king. We didn't hear you come in. Miss Evelyn, you are dismissed. I will come find you if I need you tonight. And your work and counsel today has been invaluable. So truly, you have my thanks. Yes, my king. Your workers here are very much to my liking. Especially that one handmaid. She's very experienced. Oh, a midwife. Why would you demote her to be my handmaid? Ah, I suppose you're right. A handmaid to the queen is not much of a downgrade. And I suppose a midwife is not a bad thing to have around. Not that I... Sorry, my lord. I know it's a bit early. Goodness, please, my king. Please pretend I simply didn't say anything, as I clearly am only going to embarrass myself as I continue to talk. Oh, not even a full night has passed and you're already laughing at me, my king. I suppose it doesn't take me long for me to make a joke of myself. Oh, my lord, you are so sweet. And your hand on my cheek is incredibly comforting. Thank you, my lord. I was told you are a kind ruler. And that really does seem to be true. All the workers here are very, very pleased to work for you. And they've only sung high praises of the wages and accommodations here. And this room does seem lovely. I was also told that you prepared a separate room for me, just in case I was uncomfortable. But I was raised that it would be improper for me to sleep anywhere but by my king's side. So this room is perfectly comfortable, and this garb is perfectly comfortable as long as it is acceptable to you, my king. Evelyn, my handmaid, she brought us up this wine and water and said that it would be rather customary for us to partake. I don't know if you are interested, but... May I pour you a glass? Excellent. Let us both indulge. Yes, the food at the reception was wonderful. Did you see my king? My father was crying. I've always been the baby of the family. Please take no offence. It's simply that the youngest princess is finally leaving the nest and being married off. My brother even took the throne recently. So what's my father and mother to do but loom about the castle and dote on, well, no one now. But before that, it was me. Just me. And that's partly why I come with so many extravagant dresses. Some hand-me-downs from my other sisters, some little gifts from my father's doting. And your mother, she was beaming. They seemed very happy. I think we are quite the handsome match. Here you are. Cheers to young love, to strong allied nations, to us. Well, to us does sound very nice, my lord. Cheers to us. Oh, that is strange, is it not? I've never had warm wine before. Is it a specialty here? My king, would it be all right if I sat? Well, on the bed, of course. Silly king. If I say anything you find disrespectful, please let me know. I would really like this to be an amicable arrangement. And I must say, you are very handsome. And I did enjoy kissing you, even if it was a very polite royal peck. Well, let's sit. Wow, these sheets are incredibly soft. Something your nation specializes in as well, perhaps? Imported. Strong trade routes? Well, of course I know something a little about trade. You think I'd been raised in a kingdom next door with no education, my lord? No, I mean, being the last princess doesn't mean that expenses were spared. So, I've heard a great many stories of things that couples get up to on their wedding night. No, my king. I don't feel forced or anything. I'm simply drinking the wine because I enjoy it. No. I'm genuinely interested in you. And this. And what we will become. And the things that we're going to do together. In that regard, I'm rather sheltered. I hope that's all right, my king. Really? It's all right? You want me to call you darling? Well, I suppose I could do that. Darling. So, my darling, would it be all right with you if we were to practice kissing a bit more? I enjoyed the one we shared, but I know there are more intimate kinds of kisses. And I may not know the rest of everything, but I'm sure that you'll be able to show me. I think in the interest of comfort, kissing could be a really nice way to start. All right, darling. I'm ready whenever you are. Okay. You're taking it very slow, my king. I mean, darling. Your lips. They taste of wine. I didn't know kissing could be intoxicating in its own right. I've merely had a few sips and suddenly when I kiss you, my head is spinning. Wow. Oh, wow. Oh, my king, your hands running through my hair. The handmaid. She meticulously took out my braids. And she said that you would prefer my hair down. So, all your workers know your preferences, hmm? I want to learn all of your preferences too, my darling. Your tongue. What a lewd kiss. Goodness. Is my body supposed to feel all hot and tingly? How embarrassing. You can see goosebumps all over my arms. So, I did want to ask, why would such a tiny silk slip dress in white be the right thing for our wedding night, after wearing such a huge gown before? So you can get under it. I suppose it makes sense. Our bodies have to be close to consummate a marriage, but I must say, I don't know all the details. But you're still wearing so much, my king. Yes, keep correcting me. I'll get it right, darling, I promise. It felt so strange to call you that after only really meeting you today. I won't lie. During negotiations, when we met briefly, I was a little intimidated by you. I mean, you have that intense stare, and you're so handsome. I'm, what, a little innocent virgin princess who knows nothing of the world apart from her father's teachings. Well, maybe a bit informed on international policies and trade routes and warfare strategies, but purely innocent in the art of relations. And there you were, so collected and cool, speaking strongly with your desire for me. It's flattering, exciting, but intimidating. And, well, here I am, kissing you, scantily clad in your arms, sitting on our marital bed. It all happened so fast. Come, let me look at you. You really do have a beautiful face. I like your eyes and your nose. It's all right to kiss you on the nose, yes? I'm sorry, I did it without asking permission. Wow. Such a trusting king. No permission needed to touch you anywhere. Well, let me run my hand down your arm and fit my hand snugly in yours. Will you show me? What married couples do? Well, I don't mind you getting undressed. You'll have to forgive me. I've never seen a naked man before. Wow. Our bodies are so different. In places where I'm small, you're big. And where my chest balloons out, you're flat. Is it unusual to be getting excited at the sight of you? I'm having some strange sensations, if I'm to be honest, darling. Yes, I trust you. Leaving your pants on? Just the shirt off? Okay. I can lay back. I'll scoot up the bed a bit for you. Looking up at you. Kneeling over me. No, I'm not wearing any panties. Yes, that's what my handmaid said I was supposed to do. Just the white slip for the bride on her wedding night. Oh, your hand trailing down my middle. Oh, why is this so exciting? It's just a simple touch, but I suppose I've never really been touched before. Oh, tracing up my stomach and down to my thighs. Yes, darling. It's getting very excited down there. Oh, it's embarrassing. Don't. No, I'm sorry. You can, darling. I'm just, I want to warn you. It feels a little wet between my legs now. Oh my goodness. I didn't know it would feel so good. Your fingers dragging against there. Oh, yes, my king. Yes, my pussy. It's embarrassing to say. You're just teasing my outside. Why does it feel Oh, the rubbing, it feels so good. Oh, my hips are moving with your motions. Oh, it's so obscene, but I can't control it. Ah, oh, it's just instinct, I suppose, darling. Yes. Oh, darling, yes. Oh. Oh, is this pressure building? Ah, oh. Darling, why did you stop? What do you mean you can't control yourself if I make noises like that? I'm sorry. But darling, I don't want you to control yourself. I'm your queen from today onwards. I mean, this is the part where we start figuring out how to make an heir for you. Am I right? I mean, a man like you deserves a great many heirs. So, if you'd like, we should start making you one. You just have to show me how. And I don't think that involves you controlling yourself. I mean, I trust you're not going to hurt me. Okay. You're getting up so excited and sliding your pants down now. Oh, well. Yes, darling. Come onto the bed on top of me. I think I'm figuring out what is supposed to happen. Oh, wow. Will it fit? You're so tall and it's standing so proud. I'm not sure I'm big enough for you. I want to be a good queen for you, so yes, I'm ready. Oh, it's so warm against me. Oh, such lewd noises of it. A rubbing against my wet. I'm sorry if I'm getting you all wet. Yes, it's supposed to get wet. Okay, well, that's good. It's going to go in, isn't it? Oh my. Yes, darling, I'm ready. I want you to have my virginity. I want to consummate our marriage. And I want to bear your heirs. Darling. Oh, darling. Darling. Oh, oh, it's pushing me apart. Oh, God, it's big. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, my goodness. A man's thing. My king's thing is all the way inside me. Oh, yes, my king. I'll call it your cock. My darling's cock. Oh, oh, it's in me. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I'm ready for you to move. Oh, is that what happens? Oh, it feels really good. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, breed me. Fill me with your airs. Yes, princesses are made for this. Yes, breeding and providing airs to big, strong kings like you. Oh, yes, my good king. Oh, yes, 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 use your cock on me. Oh, fill me with a healthy air. I want to give you good, healthy baby princes. Please, please breed me. Ah, breed your princess. Your own personal princess. Please. Oh, please. Oh, you feel so good, darling. My darling king. Yes. Darling, my king. My king, my king. Oh, yes. Yes, I didn't know it would feel as good. Oh, the thrill. Oh, feeling you pounding away. Looking up at your handsome face. Yes, my king. Oh, my darling, yes. Yes, darling. Oh, gosh, my... Oh, something's coming, darling. It feels... It's squeezing. Oh, oh, it's squeezing your cock. Oh,
shaking. I don't know why my body's convulsing. Why are you stopping, my king? Yes, please explain things to me. So, that was an orgasm. All right. And did you also orgasm? Oh, it makes me feel embarrassed when you laugh at me, darling. Okay. So, when you orgasm, something comes out. And that's what produces our air inside me, yes? Oh, and after I orgasm, I'm more sensitive. So you wanted to slow down. Oh, such a kind king. Oh, I see. So the really sensitive part you were touching, that's my clitoris. And my hole is my pussy. And these things are my lips on the outside. And this is your cock, like you said. Ah, it's throbbing. Excited for me. And there's more ways for me to please you than just with my pussy? Well, that's good. But I must say, my pussy is craving you in a way I don't really understand. I think my body wants to make an heir for you, darling. I'm excited, and seeing my juices dripping off your most kingly cock. I want more. My king, I want you to orgasm too, and breed me. Yes, I did know the term breed. Well, I had some ideas, and I've been to farms and seen the livestock breeding before. Only a mildly naughty princess. I didn't really put it together that it might apply to us, my king. But when animals do it, they bend over more. Like this. Is my butt attractive to you? So surely if I shake my back end like this, it would invite you to continue? Is this animalistic position good for breeding, my king? Oh, my king! Such a vigor! Oh, wow! Oh, you feel amazing! Oh, I think I like this position. Your parts. Oh, they're slapping against my clitoris. Ah, yes, my king, your balls. Yes, they're hitting my clit and pleasuring me even more. Oh, I may have just come, but the pressure is building back up again, my king. Oh, my king, fill me with your air. I want to birth a healthy heir for you. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, I didn't know that making an heir would be this pleasurable. Oh, my king. Oh, please. Please. Please bring me like an animal in this position. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I want you to come. I want you to come deep inside me. Bury your seed deep in me, my king. Darling. Oh, darling, darling. Yes, I'm going to come. I'm going to orgasm for the king. Please. Oh, please let us come together. Please. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I feel it. Oh, it's spurting inside me. Oh, so much. Oh, you are filling me with warm liquid. Oh no, please stay inside. Please stay inside. Oh, I feel you getting smaller. A satisfied cock, no doubt. So, this means I'm pregnant, right? Oh, don't laugh at me. Oh, it'll take more than one try. Well, I suppose that's not a bad thing. I'm excited to try again. Tonight? I suppose you've gotten yourself a naughty princess. Come on, let's have some more wine and talk about what we'd like to name our future heirs. Well, I'm hoping for a boy first. That would make succession nice and simple for us now, wouldn't it? As well as a simple life can be for a king and a queen, right, darling? My goodness. My king. Oh, my goodness. My king. I can feel your seed oozing out of me. It feels so good. You're going to have to plug me up again soon and pour lots more into me. I need to birth you a nice, healthy heir. I'm very excited for what the future holds for us.